Jason, what the starting quarterbacks the first two games kind of had their way. The first couple of three touchdowns and four possessions went down the Castle went right down the field. Stafford had some couple good series before he turned it around against the first unit. What went into that? I know you're not doing everything that you're going to do. You're not running all the defenses you're going to run. How much significance do you attach to that?
Well, everything's a learning experience. It's preseason football, so all we want to do is use our base rules and play. And the biggest thing at Minnesota was our third downs. We had third downs on that first drive, third and six, third and seven. Those are the ones you got to get off the field, period. Those are the critical downs, and what we need to do is get better at situational football. Then the next game, it starts on our own end, and we got to defend a blade of grass, so to speak, which means we're going to defend our end zone at all costs. So we just need to make sure we play top down. That's it. Situational football. We got to get better in those situations.
Carlos Rogers was saying that it's more little mistakes that can lead to bigger plays, maybe like not jamming somebody right, not tackling exactly according to form. Is that kind of
correct? Like I'll give you an example. Third and 10 at the end of the first half, right at the 2 minute warning last game, you know, we call coverage that we're pretty good at, and we didn't reroute the wide receiver and have a good break angle, and they're able to start a 2 minute drive. When that's third and 10, they punt to us, it's 13 to 10. We got to take advantage of that. So that's an example of a play that we emphasize to the defense where, hey, guys, look, when we just do our technique, make them throw the ball in the flat, and then we'll go get hats on the football and make the play. So that's where we need to improve, but that's why it's good that it's happening now.
Okay. Speaking of Carlos Rogers, he had a pretty decent game last Friday. In what ways have you been pleased with what he's shown?
Well, both our two veteran corners that we brought in, they're professional. They ask questions. They take care of business. They're great with the young guys. They want to know how to adjust everything, and they study. They know everything that's happened to them and what will happen to them. So what's great about those guys is they can fix their mistakes. That's why we brought them in. If you don't fix your mistakes in this league, they will find it.
There's unprecedented amounts of flags being thrown with the new contact rules. Do you expect to see that continue? Do you think it might back off when the season starts? And how much are you coaching to that to try? And how much, because I'm talking to Carlos Rogers and Terrell during training camp, was, look, you just got to play football. So how do you balance, you know?
Well, the biggest thing, we drill to make sure that we get our contact before 5 yards. That's the biggest thing. At linebackers, DBs, anybody that's in a coverage position. And they're going to call it how they see it no matter what. But we have to make sure we have clean contact within 5 yards when we're in a position to reroute. So that's what we're emphasizing to coaches. As to what they're going to do in the regular season, I don't know, and I'm not going to speculate on that. Mm-hmm. We'll let that play out. You know, we're all working to make this game better. So, but we're going to coach within the rules.
What's your evaluation of Khalil Mack the first two games?
I thought Khalil got better from week one to week two. A lot was made that he didn't hit the stat line, but he had solid edges. He worked with the guys well, and we continued to give him more reps. I really like Khalil in that when he makes a mistake, he learns from it. He doesn't like being wrong. He's had very few major mental errors as we've gone through, which is going to create more opportunities for him to make plays. He works with the veterans well, so I'd say Khalil is right on pace of where we need him to be. He was better in the little things in coverage last week, definitely. There just wasn't as much to his side of the field.
With Aaron Rodgers and the Packers receiving core, is this a pretty good measuring stick for your secondary?
He's amazing how fast he can get the ball out. So, yeah, I mean, you got to play top down on this guy. He can move and he can throw it the length of the field when he moves. There's no better in the world than him at that. And this is good. Use our rules and take care of ourselves and make sure we communicate, because they function on the line of scrimmage like some of the teams in our division. So it's a good practice game for that.
Does it hurt DJ not being around, not being able to practice? It's been essentially the entire offseason he hasn't practiced after missing a lot of time last year. How far back is he?
Yeah, I feel for DJ in that the only way to get better at playing football is to play football. And he just needs practice reps. So as soon as hopefully his body allows him to do that, and we'll practice him as much as he can and see how far as he can go. So with DJ, DJ is going to be a fine football player. There is a time element. And as soon as the doctors and everybody say he's ready, and we're excited to get him practice reps. He was explosive in the spring, and you could see it starting to happen, you know, before his latest one happened. So we expect him to get back to that, and we'll practice him as long as it takes, but we'll get as many reps as we can with the young man.
Thanks. having not seen him for so long, can if he comes back, can you just drop him in as a starter or one of the three top corners, or does he start a little ways back of that?
Well, he's going to have to earn his way back. And, of course, D.A. and Reggie are going to pick the starters. But he's going to need the time. All young players need the time. You need reps to get good at anything. You know, it's like any profession. You don't walk out and you're a chemist or a computer programmer. You got to spend your time. You got to grind. And with this one, it's hard because you got to do it on the field. You can do as much as you want, film study in the classroom, but those real reps, those real game reps, there's nothing like that. So he'll be worked in as fast as his health pace allows him to. But it'll be a work in progress. I don't know where he'll start in the depth chart, but we'll figure it out and we'll rep him in. See who's winning the competition.
It seemed like maybe ideally that you wanted Carlos to be primarily the slot corner, but how has he fared on the outside? Is he capable of doing kind of what Tracy Porter did last year, outside and then in the nickel? Can he handle that kind of responsibility?
Yeah, I wouldn't relate what we're going to do anything to last year.
Okay.
But he's been solid at both positions. TJ Carey's been playing both positions and been pretty solid as well. So we're excited about him as a young player. And then with our health, hopefully we have a few more corners back this week. Right. Nico and Usama and B. Ross should be back. So another corner and two safeties. So that gives us a little more depth in that back end and creates more competition. And this is the first game that those players can play in the preseason. So that'll be good because all three of them, but Usama didn't get much camp, but B. Ross and Nico were having a good camp.
Yep.
So hopefully they can put their best on film for these next 2 weeks.
What have you liked about Shelby Harris that you've seen so far? Missing all last year, how has that process been for him to get back?
I like Shelby when he sets his mind and goes. He's very smart, so sometimes he thinks too much. But he played pretty well when he was aligned inside last week. We aligned him inside and outside, and he can handle it mentally. But he just needs to go fast. But I like where Shelby's progressing. As long as he works one play at a time, he's got a chance.
Charles Woodson's talked about how having Marcus Robertson has helped him see the game a little bit differently. What have you observed on that relationship and the way Charles is playing free safety this year?
I like that a lot. I like that Joe Woods and Marcus, our back end guys, have done a nice job working with the corners and safety separate and together. And it's good for any safety to have that kind of relationship with a coach who's done it. We really appreciate having those coaches in the program. What I've seen from Charles is he's just better at finding his breaks before he moves, meaning the safety angle, there's more time and space involved, and finding those angles as the ball's thrown is the key, and he's gotten better and better at that. And hopefully he can continue to put more on display in these preseason games because he's put a lot on display in practice, talking about Charles. And if he can stay in his technique in games and trust it, he's going to be able to get the ball from that position for us. And that's what we need him to do.